We now bring to these microphones David James. It's that time when we have our weekly conversation, and we'll focus on an issue or issues that are confronting the church, which we need a biblical understanding of. That's the purpose for this time of conversation between David James and myself, this time focusing on a new Pew Research Center survey, Americans Giving Up on God and Miracles. David, this week, the Washington Examiner reported on a recent Pew Research Center survey focusing on a disturbing trend which is concerning evolving religious views here in America. Talk to us about it.
That's right. The Washington Examiner article begins by saying half of Americans who have left their church no longer believe in God, leading a surge of nearly one quarter of the nation who have no affiliation with any religion. Then it goes on to say that the survey demonstrates a growing trend in America, and that is that more and more people are, quote-unquote, junking religion, and many are just giving up on God.
Well, this is very interesting because this particular survey, a follow-up to a much larger survey by the Pew Research Center that took place back in 2014, is it not?
Well, that's right. The original survey, which they tend to do about every 7 years, the previous one had been in 2007, I believe, and they generally try to survey over 30,000 people. The one in 2014 was over 35,000 people. And then for those who identified as not affiliated with any religious group, they're sometimes referred to as the religious nuns, N-O-N-E, nuns, they went back to those, and that involved a group of about 5,000 adults. So they conducted a second survey, a resurvey of those 5,000 adults to come up with their conclusions concerning those who don't identify with any religion.
David, I thought that one of the most astounding findings was the number of those who do not identify as religious, but they actually grew up as a part of a specific religious group.
Well, that's true. In fact, the vast majority of them, those who have no religious affiliation now, the religious nuns, 78% of those say they were raised as a member of a particular religion. Now, the survey didn't identify which were Christians or some other religion, and we can get to that in a little bit. But this would indicate a couple of things. Either you have a lot of people who have at one time believed some of the basic tenets of the religion they were brought up in and left them, or they were simply part of a religious household, but they never really embraced the religious beliefs of their parents, and then when they got out on their own, they simply abandoned those.
Seems like to me that this survey of the nearly 50% who said that left their religion due to a lack of belief, they gave several specific reasons as to why. What are some of those reasons?
Well, of the ones who have no religious affiliation, around 50% said it was a lack of belief that moved them away from religion in general. And of those, a lot of them mentioned science as a reason, saying that as they studied science and became more familiar with things like evolution and scientific method and things like that. Some would even say, I'm a scientist now and I left behind those things. And a lot of people say that because of this, they don't believe in miracles. And others reference what they say common sense or logic, so they kind of take more of a philosophical approach. Or they say, for example, there's simply a lack of evidence and no reason to believe in God. Now, that's about 50% of them. Now, there's about 20% who say they're just opposed to organized religion in general, so on philosophical grounds, they just abandon it. Some have also pointed to things like churches and religion being run like a business rather than focused on spiritual things, and then there were others who mentioned clergy sexual abuse scandals. So there are various reasons, but those are some of the top ones.
Well, the study also noted that non-religious Americans tend to fall into three broad groups as well. What are those groups?
It's interesting. They divide into those who self-identify as atheists, believing in no God at all, those who would be consider themselves to be agnostic, and that makes up about 63% of those. And they would say they're not sure one way or the other. Then there's kind of what I would consider kind of an odd group that say that they don't identify with any particular worldview. They don't. Not only do they not identify with a religious worldview, they don't identify as atheists or agnostics, and so they fall into what the survey counted as the nothing in particular category, kind of an interesting designation.
Interesting denomination. A lot of people out there anyway. Well, unfortunately, the survey doesn't show which religious group they left, so we can't tell how many fell away from Christianity or some other religion, can we?
Not directly, but as you study some of the statistics from the larger survey from 2014, again, reminding our listeners, that was over 35,000 adults. You look at the change from 2007 to 2014, the evangelicals really lost only less than 1%. But overall, the Christian share of the population in America fell from around 78% to just over 70%. So that's a loss of roughly 7 to 8% dropping away from Christianity. On the other hand, those who self-identified as now being unaffiliated with religion or non-religious, that went from 16% in 2007 to almost 23% in 2014. So it's interesting that the two numbers, the loss in Christians and the rise in non-affiliated, is within one percentage point of being the same, which tells me that the greatest loss came from Christianity, and most of those who walked away from the faith now no longer believe, who were actually a part of Christianity in one way or another, and probably mainline denominations as well as Catholicism, because evangelicalism hasn't changed.
Well, those are a lot of numbers, David, and let's see if we can bring some sense now to it more practically. Let's consider those who did leave Christianity. The Pew Research Center doesn't offer any analysis of the results of their survey, so maybe it would be helpful to think about the reasons given for leaving and how this reflects issues that need to be dealt with in the church. This is really practical.
Well, that's right. You know, when those who say that they left the church because of quote-unquote science, that tells me that the majority of them, probably when they went off to college and were out on their own, and in colleges that teach unbiblical worldviews, teach evolution, teach humanistic philosophies and things like that. And not only that, but they take an anti-Christian stance in many cases. The young people were simply not prepared to deal with that. And then when they get into philosophy classes and psychology classes and things like that, then they're going to be under the influence of the secular teachers who are unbelievers. And even when you get into history and some of the other things as well, a lot of history is being rewritten and being skewed to be non-Christian and anti-Christian in its views. So there's explanations for a lot of this. As we said, a lot of it has to do with a lack of preparation probably on the part of their churches.
David, I'm here in Tallahassee, Florida, and this is registration time for Florida State University. In the hotel where we're staying, we see a number of parents with their freshman child that they have brought up here to become a student at Florida State. They look so innocent. They look so young. And in fact, it looks like they're ready to open up their brain and let anything be funneled into it. This is why much of this is taking place. Would you not agree?
Well, yes, I would. Another part of the survey looked at the breakdown as far as age groups, and those that fall into, a lot of people have heard the term millennials. The millennials range from those who were born in 1981 to the late 1990s. About 35% of that generation have no religious beliefs. They claim to be unaffiliated, which is startling because that is almost exactly twice the number of baby boomers at only 17%, twice the number of the current generation don't identify with any religion as opposed to the baby boomer.
You know, last night I got on the elevator with a mother and father and the young son who's going to be a new student at FSU. And I asked him, I said, oh, you're going to be enrolling in FSU? And he said, yes, I'm going to be studying criminology. And I said, well, I went to FSU back in 1962 before your mom and dad were even born. And there they had not been born, the parents, and now they're bringing their child to university. It's going so quickly now. Well, let's conclude our conversation, David, with some suggestions. What suggestions would you have for parents, for pastors, and for leaders in the church to reverse this trend of people leaving Christianity behind, especially among our young people?
Well, I would put it this way. I would say that we need to inoculate our young people, and that's different than indoctrinate. Indoctrinate means that you just teach them things, but you don't tell them why, and you pound things into their head. Inoculate, I would say, is teaching them things and teaching them why and teaching them how to defend their faith. I think it comes down to two simple ideas, which are the foundation of the local church, and that's evangelism and discipleship. So first of all, I would say this, on the evangelism side, there are probably a lot of people who have left the faith, young people who have left the faith, who never really had ever entered into a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. They were never saved. They grew up in a youth group. They grew up in a Christian home, but the focus was not on evangelizing young people to make sure that they were truly born-again believers in Christ. That's the first step. But after that, we need to be discipling our young people. You know, I was with Word of Life for 21 years, and part of their Bible Club curriculum was a six-year cycle of teaching them theology all the way from when they are for young kids up through teens and young adults. We also need to focus on things like apologetics to prepare our young people to defend what they believe, to be able to give an answer for the hope that is within them. You know, our church has Vacation Bible School every summer, and we use the material from Answers in Genesis. So our kids are already, from the time they are 6, 7 years old, they're already learning some of the basic reasons why we believe the Bible to be true, why it can be trusted, and we need to send our young people out into the world, not just into secular colleges and universities, but we have to do it and prepare them for some of the Christian colleges and universities and seminaries, because there are some liberal professors in there, and you can't take anything for granted. We need to inoculate rather than indoctrinate our young people.
Excellent, excellent bits of advice for parents, for pastors, and for leaders in the local churches, especially for the young people, as they may go away to a secular school instead of a Christian school, and in fact, some question about some Christian schools as well, as David just reported to us. David, thank you so much. Great, great conversation. Appreciate your research. We'll talk again next week.
Great to be with you again, Jimmy. Thanks.